It's been suggested that UBS jumped the gun in trying to discharge former board members of their responsibilities. Would the bank have been wiser to wait until all investigations had been completed?
Actually, I was really surprised that they put discharge on the agenda. From a legal standpoint, it was logical to bring it up because the board decided in December to not file any lawsuit against former board members. On the other side, it seems rather, from a political standpoint, to be insensitive, and therefore I think it was not a wise decision to put it on the agenda this year.
I guess one of the other things is that this has led the media and some politicians to say that the decision to absolve the board for their handling of the crisis smacks of a cover-up. Do you share that view?
I don't see a cover-up, honestly. I really think UBS tried to do what is a logical legal step under Swiss law. However, they probably disregarded that UBS is still a very sensitive issue right now in Switzerland. So there was no legal obligation to put it on the agenda, and probably the board of UBS was rather surprised that all this uproar really happened.
Professor Kunz, I've seen it reported that with several major institutional shareholders on board, including the Ethos Foundation, opponents could carry the day, especially when it comes to the year 2007. Where would this leave UBS if it's voted down?
Voting down a discharge for the year 2007 or 2008 would really be a historic event, if you like. Primarily, it wouldn't be a legal issue because the non-discharge wouldn't mean that any lawsuits have to be filed. But in any case, it would be for reputational reasons a problem for UBS. So I'm sure they hope that it will not be voted down.
Now, most attention seems to be focused on the votes to discharge board members, but there's also going to be a non-binding vote on last year's 2.9 billion franc bonus package. How do you see that going, especially now that Finance Minister Hans-Rudolf Merz has poured fuel on the flames with an attack on executive salaries and bonuses?
This agenda point probably will also have a very narrow outcome. In my view, it's also very unclear where it will leave. However, this is non-binding, so whatever the outcome will be, the board is in charge to decide the future about this issue.